Welcome to Route 31 Credit Union's business podcast, The Extra Mile. My name is Nick Green, and I am the host of the podcast. And today we have a very, very special guest, John Rupert, our CEO. John, thank you so much for affording this time to sit with me and taking time out of your week for this. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Nick. Good to be here.
No problem. So, John, let's start from ground zero. I kind of know the story, but let's have the public hear it. What influenced you to be in the credit union space?
A long story, but the long story short, I wasn't planning on being a banker or a credit union guy my whole life. Some people must dream about that, but I did not. And in 1991, I graduated from college, and there was a recession going on, had a hard time finding work, started working at a credit union as a loan collector, repossessed cars, did all sorts of fun stuff like that, and did that for 3 years, and then I became a lender, and then went into management, and then 21 years ago, I came to the credit union, and I've been the CEO ever since.
Okay. So repossessor, college graduate to CEO of the credit union. That's in a short 21 years, that's pretty quick growth for you. So that's awesome. So what motivated the decision? Let's talk a little bit. So I am the business development officer for the credit union, obviously, as you know. So you guys brought me in, and what was kind of the idea to start to get into that business space a little bit deeper than what you guys were previously doing?
A big catalyst for change for us at the credit union, and probably your listeners know that we used to be Muskegon Co-op Federal Credit Union. We're really focused on the Muskegon market. During the pandemic shutdowns, it really focused to me the fact that we have a lot of people, a lot of small businesses that really got pinched hard. And what can we do to help them out? So working through that over the next couple of years, 2020 to 2022, we made a plan to become a community charter. We changed our name to Route 31. We were able to get some grant funding in order to bring in a business development officer, as well as some treasury management products. And that's how we can help serve the business members in our community. Small business especially, mom and pop shops, ones that have 10, 20, 30 employees, but a lot of them that just have, you know, a sole proprietor. It's one or two people that work there, and those are the heart and soul of our community.
Awesome. Great to hear. So you talked about grant funding. Do you want to expand a little bit on that? And it's, for those of you that are listening, it's called CDFI designation. Do you want to expand and into what that is and what that means for us?
Sure. CDFI is a Community Development Financial Institution. And we went through the process. It took us a couple of years to get certified. A lot of paperwork. We had to prove that we really serve a low income and an underserved community. And so once we obtained that, and actually it was early in 2020, we got that designation. Then we were able to go after some federal grant money. It allows us a little bit of relief when it comes to some regulatory issues, so that we can seek deposits from outside people. Yeah, but especially being able to access some federal and then also some state grants so that we can use those to make loans in our community as well as invest in some technologies.
Great. And we're getting some new technologies. So we've been in the process since December. We've kind of been working on a very large project with cash management. We'll get into that a little bit later. But we're going to be offering some cash management services for our businesses in the local community that will enable us to enrich their business and serve them to the same altitude as our large banks. So that being said, what differentiates us from, you know, your large national corporation banks and Route 31 Credit Union and what we do?
Well, a lot of it has to do with local control. As a credit union, we are member owned, so our board of directors are all volunteers. They're based here in the community. All of them live in the Muskegon or greater Muskegon area, and seven men and women of the community, as well as we don't have a bottom line profit model that we have to sustain. We don't have stockholders. We're a true cooperative of our depositors loaning out to our members who borrow. So that's a fun thing that we can do. That's what the whole credit union movement's about. Also, we have the local control allows us to make local decisions. We don't have somebody that's in another state, another region of the country, that saying, you know, we no longer want to do this type of loan. So maybe they shut down their restaurant or their hospitality or some other type of business line because it doesn't fit with the metrics of their concentration or whatever it might be. We're able to say, we want to serve our community.
That's awesome. And I think we've, even prior to me coming in the last 21 years that you've been at the credit union as the CEO, you brought with you some figures. If you want to share some of those and the actual impact that we have made in the community here and where we're going.
Yeah, I went to our team and I said, you know, what have we done over the last year? And they came back with some good numbers here. We're doing financial counseling. We've done 28 hours so far in counseling with our members. Last year, we did 1,400 loans for $26 million in volume. So far this year through the end of June, we've done $15 million worth of loans in our community. Majority of those are small real estate, as well as automotive, RV, signature Visa types of loans. We sponsor a lot of things in the community. We don't have a huge budget for that, but we're able to do a lot, as well as we encourage all of our staff to get out and volunteer and do different things, whatever their passion might be, whether it's, you know, something to do with pets or something to do with, you know, kids that are at risk, with their church, with something in the community. We've got a lot of volunteer hours from our staff.
They give us a chance to get out and influence the community beyond being in the credit union and follow our passions and serve those that we want to serve. So,
and I'd be remiss if I didn't also add in here that we did 4 hosted seminars with the, we partnered with the Hackley Public Library. So each quarter we did a different thing, whether it was on budgeting, credit score improvement, home buying, and estate planning. And we're planning to continue to do that, partnering with the estate or with the Hackley Library.
Yeah, definitely. We have some more coming up. It's going to be exciting stuff. So we touched on how we're bigger, different than national banks, and we'll keep it going with the technologies I mentioned earlier. How do you see these new technologies that we're implementing evolving into serving our business community at a higher level?
Well, we're using the technology for both business and traditional consumer. And I say traditional because that's always been what we've historically done. We were only a consumer credit union for a long time, started doing real estate 15 years ago. A lot of times a crisis in the world helps us to realize what we can do. So 2008, when we had the financial crisis, there were a lot of issues with housing loans, real estate, home equity, mortgage purchase of homes. So we were able to say, we're going to start doing more of that. So we started doing more real estate lending. We invested in technology. We invested in staff to have a mortgage loan officer. Same thing here, where we see that there's, I won't say a crisis, but there's a shortage of services for business members. We've invested in a business development officer. We're hiring a new support person that's going to be starting in a month or two and able to promote those things. So treasury management, you mentioned that earlier, that's going to be a big product for us. There's actually multiple products inside of that, but a lot of businesses have issues because they're processing dozens, if not hundreds of checks per week. This helps them to process those much faster and a really low rate of cost. We're also doing what's called positive pay, which is something where a business can look at all checks before they clear their account, because if someone gets a hold of a check or fraudulently makes a check, they're able to keep that from being posted to their account. Again, we're able to do that at a low cost and low service. And then there'll be some other things that we'll be rolling out as well as we grow and as we bring on new business members.
Yeah, I think it's a an important thing to touch on as businesses grow and develop and start flourishing more and more, their needs for management and cash management services grow with that. And it's something that's often overlooked. And I think we identified that early in our venture to expand beyond our business services and to catch that early for them and offer that enrichment to their business. So it's exciting stuff. We're very excited about the True Treasury cash management services that are coming to the credit union. And John touched on them. We have ACH, we have remote deposit capture, which enables, you know, your business to scan your checks, et cetera. And it's just going to...
There's some payroll and wire things that they'll be able to do as well.
Yeah. So even if we can serve the little guy all the way up to, you know, your medium sized 20 to 30 employee business, and it's low cost, it's efficient, and you still keep that hometown feel that we strive to do. So yeah. It's going to be great. Let's go back to the CDFI a little bit and talk about some other programs that we've kind of started getting into. One being the BEI. Do you want to touch on that Business Equity Initiative and how we've kind of partnered up with them to go through that?
Yeah, that's a great group. The Business Equity Initiative is a local group that was started by three people in our community saying we need to help out businesses that are owned locally by females, especially those of color. So this is their third year where they do grants. Each business has to be vetted through a process and then commit to, after receiving the grant, being mentored by a business coach. So after the group went through last year, I believe there were 11 or 12 recipients of about a $5,000 grant, I believe, we were able to come through and say, if they go through the process of the 12 months and they're mentored, then we're going to be able to step in and make them a very low rate unsecured loan that will help them the next step with their business. And so we've closed our first one here last month,
yep.
And we're hoping to do some more of those going forward. And those, again, are something that with these grant funds, we're able to say, we're going to help businesses with very low rate loans and limited paperwork too. So we're not going to require, you know, everything that you would get for a business loan typically. And then they can run their business and then get themselves to scale where they can start really helping out. So it's fun to see the stories. It's fun to talk to the people who've gone through this program and then to see what they're doing.
Yeah. It's a little streamlined process, but I think I hit it right on the head with just hearing the stories is really cool to see. Like where they started in their basement. It was just an idea and they flourished into this meeting with Score Group across the street or the SBDC or whoever. And now they're at a point where, you know, they need that additional funds to keep growing in their capacity that they're outgrowing.
Right.
So yeah, it's been fun. I'm actually going to have one of the recipients on the podcast soon. So stay tuned for that episode. A little shameless plug.
Very rewarding to see that happen.
Yeah, but it'll be fun. She's, you know, we're going to talk about how that's helped her expand her services into the community and serving Muskegon County and specifically the Muskegon Heights area. So very excited to have that podcast happen. So is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about the future of our credit union and our desires to fully serve and dive more into our community?
Well, there's a lot of things, but along the lines of what we've already talked about, we're committed to this market. You know, the Muskegon area has really had a downturn over, you know, the last 15 years. It's really come back, and we're seeing a lot of progress downtown, up and down the lakeshore, especially obviously in the summertime. It's a wonderful place to be. And this is where, you know, our employees, our board, all of our volunteers, we live and work and play here. So we're a part of the community. We're not a part of a bank or credit union that's headquartered in another town, another state. We're local. We want to serve the whole Route 31 corridor. That's why we changed our name, because we've expanded. We go from Ottawa County all the way up to Traverse City, all along the lakeshore, the counties that we serve and we can serve, and we're expanding into those areas as well. So really looking forward to see what the next 10 years, the next 20 years are going to bring to us.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff. It's exciting growth. I'm happy to be a part of it. And two locations right now, right? Downtown Terrace and then...
Right downtown, right by the Fire Barn, as well as we have a branch, Muskegon Township on Laketon, right next to the Doghouse Saloon. Everyone knows where that is.
John, I just want to thank you. You know, all jokes aside, it's been a pleasure to work alongside with you and grow this. You're a great leader. I've said that to you before. I'm saying it publicly now. You know, you lead with humility, grace, and you're always pushing us to strive and think outside the box. And we all truly appreciate that. So thank you for what you do for our credit union.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And I appreciate the work that you do. We have a great team at the credit union. We have a lot of people who have been there for over 10 years, some over 20 years. And so it's all due to the team, and we love what we do.
It's great stuff. Can't wait for the future. Thank you so much for listening.